Prologue.
Carrie Ann Richards, you get back here. Do you hear?
Her mother shouted from the open window of their second-floor apartment. It was impossible to ignore the shrill voice of the world-weary woman, so Carrie turned and waved.
I've got to go, Mama. Otherwise, I'll be late.
As Carrie hurried toward the bus stop, she tugged at the short nutmeg-brown uniform. The To-Go Shack logo was an ugly amber blob that sat above her right breast like a neon herald. The polyester dress clung around her torso like a second skin before it flared out into a brief skirt. Burnt orange bloomers underneath did little to preserve modesty, but Carrie was thankful for them all the same. Her mother's protest over the ridiculous getup echoed Carrie's thoughts, but Carrie was determined, stubbornly insistent that she would earn the money needed for college. And if that meant schlepping frosty mugs at the roadside root beer stand, well, that was just fine. Even if she felt like her backside was a billboard drawing the stares of passing motorists. Carrie wilted under the gaze of two sanctimonious biddies during her crosstown trip, their disapproval reminiscent of her mother's hard stare. You mind? A husky voice questioned as a body slid in next to her. Startled by the unexpected invasion, Carrie peeked over and spotted a leg covered in the same atrocious brown fabric that comprised her attire. Name's Carter, but friends call me Jimmy. It looks like we're going to be co-workers, the recent arrival quietly explained. Carrie dared to look up and raised an eyebrow.
Jimmy? As in Jimmy Carter?
She questioned, a twinkle sparkling in her eyes. Yeah, kind of, he sheepishly admitted. My folks decided to change it up a little, though. It's Carter with a K.
Oh! She tittered, covering her mouth with a hand. Sorry to laugh. It's just that I'm Carrie with a K.
She sputtered between giggles. Geez. Parents, huh?
Exactly.
Carrie enthusiastically agreed, taking a closer look at the man next to her. Dark, wavy hair brushed the collar of his heinous orange shirt. And Carrie giggled again.
I thought my uniform was bad, she mumbled.
Hey, at least my pants go all the way to my ankles, he retorted with a snort and a gesture at the long pair of tanned legs that Carrie crossed tightly in a self-conscious gesture. Face flaming as brightly as her auburn hair, Carrie dropped her gaze and morosely grumbled.
Oh gosh, please don't remind me.
Don't worry, Carrie with a K. You'll blend in just fine when you get to the shack. Once there's a whole flock of girls running around in the same getup, you won't feel so weird about your pretty little panties. Her blush transformed into a mottled shade of crimson. Pretty little panties indeed. They rode in silence for several minutes before Carrie braved a saucy retort.
Do you make a habit of looking at girls' panties, Jimmy Carter?
A deep chuckle rumbled through Carter's chest. Kind of hard to miss, don't you think? He teased, lightly flipping the edge of her skirt away from the bronzed legs, his mouth going dry at the sight of supple thighs.
Holy crap! What am I doing?
Carrie's conscience squealed. Her usual reticence was notably absent, and it disconcerted Carrie.
Am I flirting?
She wondered, awestruck by the idea. Ruled by a militant mother, Carrie's experience in the realm of romance was non-existent, unless you counted the smuggled harlequin novels her flamboyant aunt supplied. This is our stop, Carter announced, tugging the bewildered girl from the hard bench.